This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says it has carried out a very important test at its long-range rocket launch site. The announcement comes amid dimming prospects for a resumption of nuclear negotiations between North Korea and the United States. Iran and the U.S. conducted a prisoner exchange Saturday involving a Princeton graduate student detained by Iran and an Iranian scientist held by the U.S. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
In a trade conducted in Zurich, Switzerland, Iranian officials handed over Chinese-American graduate student Xiyu Wang, detained in Tehran since 2016, for scientist Masoud Soleimani, who had faced federal trial in Georgia. While the exchange represents a rare win for both countries, it comes as Iran still faces crushing American sanctions and the aftermath of national protests. President Donald Trump has acknowledged Wang was freed in a statement from the White House, saying the Princeton scholar would be returning to the United States. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump and top U.S. officials are reaffirming America's continued commitment to Saudi Arabia in the wake of a Saudi Air Force student's shooting spree at a Navy base in Florida. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
I spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia. They are devastated.
Speaking to reporters as he left the White House Saturday, President Trump said Saudi King Salman offered reassurances.
The king will be involved in taking care of families.
A Saudi statement calls the shooting a heinous crime that does not represent the Saudi people, who count the American people as friends and allies. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he wouldn't hesitate to deploy U.S. forces to Saudi Arabia.
Not at all. I think, Saudi Arabia is a longstanding partner of ours in the region. We share mutual security interests.
Esper added the Pentagon would re-examine vetting procedures for foreign nationals taking part in its training programs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.